It's time now on KROS for the River City Sports Review Show, live from Rastrelli's, 238 Main Avenue. KROS Sports Director Gary Detterman interviews local coaches and student athletes about their sports programs, what happened in last week's game, and what's up next for their teams. The River City Sports Review is brought to you by First Gateway Credit Union with seven convenient locations to serve you. And now with the River City Sports Review, here is KROS Sports Director Gary Detterman.
And good evening, everyone. Welcome to Rastrelli's, 238 Main Avenue. It has been a while since we've had this kind of a program. We had Christmas Eve, New Year's Eve. We had the former preps in who are in college now, and we get a chance to finally talk to the coaches. We're going to lead off with RJ Coffey. RJ, it's been probably a month and a half since I talked to you last.
It's been a while, yeah. We were kind of going over everything that's been going on.
Oh, my goodness.
And yeah, it's been a long time, but good to be back. Good to see you and talk to you again.
You have probably played 15, 16 ball games since we've last talked.
We've got quite a few.
Yeah. You've been to a couple of shootouts, and you were just recently at the Wharton Fieldhouse. What was that like?
Great opportunity for our guys to go down and, play in a gym like Wharton. Moline has a really good Martin Luther King shootout where they play both Saturday and Monday. And, we were lucky enough to be able to be a part of that field and, got to experience playing in a gym that, most of our guys, wouldn't normally get the opportunity to do so. So, while we didn't get the results we wanted, it was a cool environment and an opportunity for our guys to, play somewhere, unique.
You've got your shootout, of course, coming up this Saturday, but you've been in a couple of other shootouts. It's such a great thing that you have over there in Illinois, and all of a sudden we just got all the wind has just kicked up. Oh my goodness, we got Marty and Brandon over there got to go up 136. Oh my goodness gracious. Anyway, we're where it's nice, safe, and warm. But what are the shootouts like for you guys?
We enjoy playing in those. A lot of times the perk is you get to play teams that you wouldn't normally see or normally get matched up with. We head down to A-Town to play in the Great Western Shootout. Obviously, we host one. This year, we played in Moline. But, we've played in a variety of different ones over the years. And for us, it's just a chance to get out and experience, different competition. And, a lot of these schools do a really nice job putting together, really competitive matchups.
So when you go against a team that you really don't know a whole lot about, how do you prepare yourself and your team?
Well, it's just one of those, if we have the opportunity, because we get pretty busy this time of year where, hopefully it's not a back-to-back situation. You watch film, you get a look at them, you talk to anybody that, that's seen them or played against them, and then, you just try to prepare your best to, get them that day.
And I would imagine you can prepare yourself, but when you actually get on the floor, it's probably a little different.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, I mean, unless you're really digging deep and you're watching a handful of films, you're just, most of the time, it's teams you would never see in like a tournament or a non-conference setting. So, hopefully, you do your homework and you come in prepared. And that way, when you do step on the floor, at least, you feel comfortable about what you got to do to get a win.
And I would imagine you probably see a variety of offenses, a variety of defenses. It's probably kind of interesting.
It is, depending on, where you go for shootouts. This year, I think in all of our shootouts, we played two-way schools, which is good for us. We like to go out and, play the bigger schools and challenge ourselves a little bit. This year, we saw pretty much man in all of them. But you're right. In the past, we played teams where, sometimes they'll throw a little gimmick at you, especially if they haven't seen, you don't see them very much. You'll get some of that. This year, it was a little, and we saw good man-to-man defense. But, it was pretty normal stuff.
When you get into a shootout like that, when you're playing, do you see a lot of pressure, back full court pressure, or do they kind of just pick you up at half court?
Just depends what type of team you're playing. We played Riverdale, and Riverdale gets up on you, and they pressure you full court. They'll throw a little run and jump at you, so they'll try to get you on the sideline and trap you up. And then we played Winnebago, who, they play good solid man, but again, they didn't really pressure us too much in the backcourt. So it's just kind of, depending on what you get and who you play.
What's your preference? I mean, if you had the talent that you wanted on the floor, would it be man always?
I'm historically, yeah, man guy. Last couple of years, though, we've utilized more zones, and we've kind of mixed it up. When we had the Bale and Damhoff and Ethan Price groups where we were pretty tall and long, we did a lot of full court 1-2-2 stuff, where we tried to get creative and trap and cause some turnovers and just try to go out and get guys full court. And when you got the length and the athleticism, you're able to do a little bit more of that. And then last year we played a lot of 2-3 zone, which is not something we historically do. But, I usually just kind of base what I want to do kind of on our personnel, the type of guys we got, size, length, athleticism. Sometimes age matters in there too, you know. But traditionally, historically, you know, I'm a man-to-man guy. And, you know, if we got the guys, you know, that's what we want to try to do defensively.
If you could, for our listeners, again, kind of give us a recap of how things have gone for the Fulton Steamers. What have you seen good? What have you seen that you need to work on?
Well, you know, we got off to a pretty tough start. After the first 3 weeks, I think we have played better basketball. We're still a little bit inconsistent. What I mean by that is, you know, there's nights we'll play really good basketball. And there's some nights we just really have our struggles. And it's been different. It's been some nights we turn the ball over too much. Some nights our defense isn't there. And some nights it's our offense isn't there. So, you know, we've just got to be able to put together four quality quarters and be good kind of in all facets. And that's something we just haven't consistently done here in the last several weeks.
You've been with the program for a number of years now and quite successfully. Talk about completing that. I mean, making things successful through the years. How do you build a program?
Well, you know, I mean, there's a lot that goes into that. You know, obviously, we've been pretty blessed where we've got a lot of kids that, you know, play all our sports at Fulton. You know, right. It's not just basketball players, we're athletes. And that's something, you know, I think we pride ourselves on in our communities when kids play all three sports. I know for me as a coach person, that's something I absolutely love. You know, I want guys competing and trying to win throughout the year, you know. And then as far as our basketball program is, you know, we try to, you know, keep things as uniform as we can. Not that you always can. But, you know, make sure as when they're growing up, you know, they're getting the basics, they're getting the fundamentals. And, you know, we just want to make sure, you know, when they get to the high school, you know, we're getting them to compete at a high level and just be winners. You know, not just basketball players, but guys that compete at a high level. They want to win, you know, and they work for it.
And, of course, you were one of those athletes. You participated pretty much year-round, didn't you, for Fulton?
Long time ago. It's getting harder and harder to remember those days.
Yeah. Oh, you were a good return man in football.
Yeah, you know, and I was pretty blessed. I played with some pretty good groups, you know, there in the late 90s, early 2000s. I think sometimes people take it for granted when you play on those type of teams. And we were successful every season in every sport, you know. And so I got the opportunity to play in some, you know, pretty big postseason games, you know, a couple semifinals, a quarterfinal in football. We were winning conference championships in multiple sports and, you know, played in some sectional final games. And so I was pretty lucky, and I had a lot of good guys around me. You know, that made that possible.
And one of those good guys around you was Eric Otten. Did Eric play football?
I believe he did. Maybe his freshman year.
Okay.
He didn't play long, but he did give it a shot. I think quickly after that he realized, hey, basketball is my thing, and I'm gonna really focus on that. But he did have a cup of coffee on the football field.
Okay. Let's talk about the shootout. You guys are going to get underway at 9 in the morning. You probably got this memorized. You're going to get started with West Carroll, Cal Wheat. You've got 8 games, 16 schools. How do you get this together? I mean, when do you start working on next year's shootout?
Pretty quick after this shootout's over. You know, we kind of the thing that's kind of difficult is, you know, we want to bring in some big schools and we want some smaller local schools. It's hard to make sure you've got enough big schools to play big schools and enough small schools to play small schools, because the last thing you want is lopsided matchups. So really, you know, a couple weeks after, we'll start talking about kind of, hey, who you think would come back, who we kind of want to be able to pair up if they do come back. And then you just kind of send out feelers to some of the teams that, you know, played previous years and say, hey, are you guys interested in coming back? And then once you head into the off season, you know, that's when you then kind of just start sending out, you know, interest to schools. And Jeff Parsons, our AD, I think he knows everybody in the state of Illinois when it comes to basketball. So he's really good at contacting guys, and he'll email you, he'll call you anytime. And just he's been really good for our shootout because he loves it, and he's really good about, you know, just getting after teams and just, you know, trying to get, you know, the best possible teams and the best possible matchups.
I know you always try and match up Iowa against Illinois, and I see you got some of that. And the one that is thrown out to me is Muscatine and East Peoria later in the day.
No, we're excited about that matchup. Muscatine's having a really good season on this side of the river. You know, I don't get too much, you know, I don't get an opportunity to really follow them too much, but, you know, on the news or, you know, in the papers, you can see they've had a lot of success this year. And East Peoria is really tough too. They got a kid going to Illinois. We were able to check out. They played after us down at Wharton this past Monday.
Okay.
So we've heard about them. We were able to see them a little bit, and we're really excited about that matchup.
Okay. And then the next game, I mean, you get to see Moline and a school out of Rockford.
Yeah, this is the first time we've had either of those teams, come to our shootout, which is nice. You're getting a Quad City team and a Rockford area team, you know, so we think it's a cool matchup. Again, kind of as the final big school matchup, you know, we're looking forward to that one as well.
And, of course, the culmination, Bolton and Byron, what about the matchup with your team?
Byron's playing really good basketball right now, you know. And we've got a game Thursday against AFC, so we haven't talked a ton about Byron yet, but we're going to be ready to go. You know, they're guard heavy, but, you know, they shoot real well. They got a Newton kid that's one of the best offensive players in our area, and we're going to have to figure out a way to limit him. And, you know, it's just one of those where, you know, we've got to be able to play, again, good basketball on both ends and figure out a way to do it for four quarters.
And finally, I mean, you've also got the Frosh soft level, so those youngsters get an opportunity to play. And, hey, there's Manny's Pizza.
That's right. You know, with two gyms, you know, we're able to do a JV side of the shootout, too. I think there's a lot of people that don't realize that we do that. But,
yeah.
You know, when there's a varsity game going on, there's a bunch of traffic heading to the other gym. And then, you know, that gym's packed, too. So it's good for our younger athletes. They get a chance to compete and see some different teams. And then, you know, obviously the big positive is, you know, Manny's has done a great job, you know, kind of partnering with the shootout. And, you know, everybody that comes into town digs the fact that not only do they get pizza, but it's Manny's Pizza, because a lot of these, you know, people have never had the opportunity to try Manny's, and, you know, it's not your average pie. So, no, that's just another addition that makes, you know, our shootout, you know, I think really, really successful.
So it's this Saturday. It's going to be cold, but hopefully you'll be able to get everybody there for your shootout.
That's right. We need some sunshine, because, you know, the worst thing you can ever happen with a shootout like this is have weather issues. And unfortunately, it seems like in the past couple of years, we're always, you know, on the verge or have to deal with some weather things. So we're hoping for a nice day where we can get all those matchups in.
Always great to catch up with you, and best of luck this weekend.
Thanks, Gary. Appreciate the coverage, and always good talking to you.
All right. We'll be back with more on the River City Sports Review.
Do you have school spirit? We do at Clinton National Bank. Get a School Spirit debit card with the logo of your favorite local school printed on the card. A portion of every purchase you make with that card is donated to the school, and it costs you nothing. All you need is any Clinton National Bank checking account, and you choose the school to support. Then just use the debit card, and your school is earning money with every transaction. If you have School Spirit, show it by using our new School Spirit debit card. Member FDIC.
See RHA Service of Clinton for an energy-efficient train system that delivers cooling, heating, and beyond. So when your head hits the pillow, no matter the season, the conditions in your home will be perfect, and you won't have to worry about high energy costs. Your train dealer, RHA Service, knows that your cooling and heating bills shouldn't prevent a good night's sleep, no matter the season. Count on RHA Service, 524 3rd Avenue South, Clinton. Phone them at 242-4563. It's hard to stop a train.
Porter's Convenience Store on Clinton's Lincoln Way, where they feature top-quality Phillips 66 Pro-Clean gasoline. Get more for your money with Phillips 66 fuel. Start your day with their signature coffee and a breakfast item. Porter's is featuring their soup of the day to go along with their famous Porter Burger. All your snack, beverage, and fishing bait, it is Porter's Convenience Store, 1512 Lincoln Way, Clinton. See them for Phillips 66 Pro-Clean gasoline and K1 kerosene.
Well, we certainly do appreciate all the coaches stopping by. You know, been in hit miss with the River City Sports Review, and I was talking to RJ Coffee, Brandon, and it's been probably better than a month since I've last visited with you.
Oh yeah, it's like you said, probably been a couple of weeks there before Christmas break. So, yeah.
And you're sitting at 10-5 right now, coming off a big win against Cascade. Talk about the season so far.
Yeah, you know, we're playing really well at times, and, you know, there's times where we kind of need to get ourselves in check and kind of regroup. But, I mean, not knowing what I was really going to get from, you know, 4-8, you know, gauged in off of last season, I'm pretty happy with where we're sitting.
Yeah, because I know going in, you knew you had Christensen, Kreinbrink, you had, you know, an idea of what you had coming back that had played quite a bit for you last year, but that uncertain factor.
Yeah, that uncertain factor, you know, we had two kids come out for basketball this year that didn't go out last year, that kind of took a year off, and, you know, just kind of getting their feet back underneath of them to play the game of basketball and kind of know what's going on. You know, a lot of things change in a year.
So what have you seen from your team? I mean, again, 10-5, so you're well above 500.
Yeah, you know, we have some really gritty boys at sometimes, and then sometimes we're just kind of mentally kind of space off. But, you know, it's just kind of keeping them focused on what's what's kind of going on out at the court, and just communication is kind of the big key, really. And if we can get that, you know, the kids are starting to kind of come around. I think they're starting to actually know the game of basketball, the ones that don't play very often.
So, again, a nice win against Cascade last night. Is there a game or two that has really stood out where you thought your team was really putting it together?
Last night, actually. You know, that was the second time we played Cascade. You know, they jumped out on us really hard on us when we played them up there. And, you know, we battled back. And then, you know, second time around here yet last night, and, you know, you changed the defensive game plan. And, you know, we kind of let them know what we were shooting for. And the kids executed pretty well. So, you know, for us to have that game plan and for them to execute it, you know, that kind of just shows you that they're starting to pick up on things.
You know, and your game tomorrow with the Beckman, by the way, is going to be on tomorrow. It's not going to be Friday. It is going to be tomorrow. And then you got McCokin. I wanted to talk to you about, I mean, these are teams that you've already played. You've already beaten. What's it going to be like second time around?
Yeah, you kind of, the second time around, you kind of know, you know, tendencies. You start seeing more things, especially later in the year. Like it's defensive game plan is really probably the biggest key, is just kind of switching up and then kind of knowing, you know, who to close out hard on, who to take the ball away from, who to, you know, really just defend hardcore and, you know, deny them the ball. So it gets tougher, but you kind of pick up on tendencies more and kind of know what you got to take away from them.
And both these teams, both wins for you, but they were both close.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, we went up to Beckman. I mean, no excuses. We weren't 100%, but, you know, we still battled through it and still came out plus four. So, but we also turned the ball over a lot, and that kind of seems to be the key. You know, we get close, and, you know, we just have unfortunate turnovers at the wrong time. But, yeah, I mean, both games were really close, and they were a battle.
Who's handling the ball for you? Who's the point for you?
Primarily, it's Jackson Christensen.
Okay.
Every once in a while, we'll have Kobe Gray bring it up, just kind of give Jackson a break and try to get him off the ball. So
yeah, you want him off the ball,
yeah,
don't you?
But primarily, it's Jackson, yeah.
Well, that's pretty good. And now, looking at, you know, you go to Bellevue, you go to Central DeWitt, two traditionally pretty good programs.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, this last little bit of the season, you know, we go to DeWitt, we go to Monticello, we go to Bellevue, all hard places to play, and, you know, I don't expect anything less, so it's going to be a battle going down the stretch.
You know, like I said, this program's been hit or miss. Next Wednesday, Iowa's back playing basketball, so we're not going to be here until the 4th of February. By that time, will you have an idea on how the tournament will be being played out?
The 4th, I don't think we will yet. Okay. We won't probably know until the end of that week. Usually that Friday or Saturday before our last game of the regular season. So, yeah, we probably actually won't know yet.
If you had your preference, where would you like to have your team go? Outside of to Waverly.
Yeah, you know, that's kind of tough because, you know, one year you could go south, one year you could go west, north. Like the past few years, it's almost been a River Valley North conference tournament just to you know, get to a district final or get to sub-state. So, you know, it'd be nicer, you know, just to maybe potentially go south and then keep Regina out in the west and then keep Monticello and Cascade up north.
How tough is it, I mean, when you have to go to a tournament and you're playing a conference opponent?
Yeah, you know, especially if it's on the north side, you know, you're playing them for the third time, and, you know, you just sometimes it's hard to beat a team three times, they always say. You know, last year we got lucky and we beat Monticello all three times. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I think that third time is just really a gut check, you know, who wants it more.
All right. Well, appreciate your time. I know you got that drive back, and we'll see you in 2 weeks.
All right. Sounds good, Gary.
All right. Back with more on the River City Sports Review.
At Pape Funeral Home of Clinton, the decisions are much easier now. You can protect your family, plus gain peace of mind by pre-planning arrangements with Pape staff now. Pape Funeral Home can tailor a plan for each family, including budget payment terms, too, if desired. Phone 242-3344 for more information and to schedule a meeting. That's 242-3344. Pape Funeral Home and Cremation Service, 2308 Pershing in Clinton, three generations of family service for your family. At Nelson Corps, giving back matters. Each month, they spotlight a local nonprofit through their Charity of the Month program.
supporting organizations that strengthen our communities. The charity of the month in January is Heine Heroes of the Quad Cities. Nelson Corps has offices in Clinton and Davenport. Visit their website at nelsoncorps.com. Securities offered through Cambridge Investment Research Incorporated, a broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through Cambridge Investment Research Advisors Incorporated, a registered investment advisor. Cambridge and Nelson Corps Wealth Management are not affiliated.
We know the last thing anyone has time for is car trouble. For fast and friendly service, trust the experts at Classic Body Works. With our 24-hour towing service and full collision repair, your vehicle will be fixed professionally and back on the road in no time. Remember, it's your decision where you get your vehicle repaired, so don't let your insurance company steer you wrong. Make the right choice and choose Classic Body Works. Nobody notices our work, and that's the way it should be.
Well, Marty Marshall is here with us, and Marty, how's things going to be out on 136, do you think? You got to go into that wind, buddy.
We'll be okay. I'll make it home.
Okay, well, that's good. I appreciate you coming in. Again, like, it's been probably a month or so since we've last visited with you. Of course, you're playing in the Mississippi Athletic Conference. You're used to that now. You're sitting at 4-5 in the conference, 5-6 overall. Is this what you were kind of looking at, or what would you want to see?
You know, we were hoping for more wins, I mean, just like in a year. But like I told you a little bit earlier, like, we are sitting at the same record we were last year. You know, at this time we were 5-6, right? I don't even know our record. 5-6. And then we actually have one more win in the MAC this year than we did last year at this time. But it's tough. I mean, last night we go and play a very tough Muscatine team. And I think actually they're probably the most complete team in the MAC. I mean, I know they're not winning the MAC, but from top to bottom, I think they're hands down the best team in the MAC overall. But, you know, the week before, you know, we had a really good win against West, played a really good game there. And then really we took Bettendorf, which is the number one team right now based off a record, down to the wire. I mean, we lost by two. So, I mean, we're competing against these 4A teams. You know, hopefully we sneak out a couple of wins against some – you know, this week, or at the end of this week and next week. So it's tough, but, you know, would you have it any other way? I mean, I feel bad for our girls program. I mean, they're winning all the time, but the competition just isn't as high for the girls in the MAC. You know, they go down to Muscatine, and, you know, Muscatine's down. So we're excited that we're able to have the competition that we do.
You bring up a good point, and you are competing against these teams that, I mean, Bettendorf, they got beat by North Scott. You were telling me that.
Yep.
So they've got a loss now. You got North Scott. You've got yourself. I mean, teams at the top. And, I mean, it looks like 1-7 or 8 is pretty good in the conference.
Yeah. So right now, I think we're, like, tied for 4th or 5th. And really that 5-8 all have the same record in the conference. So we were looking at that today. I'm like, oh, well, we could finish 8th again and still be one of the top teams in the MAC. But, it's you don't know who's going to win for the boys' side day in and day out. So that's nice, you know, being able to all be kind of on that same level. 1-8 is really good. And then, you know, the Clinton and West are no slouches. I mean, and they're both better this year, and you got to go in there and compete with them too.
And I was looking at your schedule, and you go to North, you go to PB, you go to Assumption. I mean, you've got three quality opponents all on the road.
Yeah, so we month of January has all been on the road, minus North Scott early, and then next Saturday we got Northeast coming. But, yeah, once again, we got West. They're a physical team. They want to get up and down and go pretty fast. We try and slow them down with our 2-3 zone. Lost by 1 to them last time. So hopefully we can swing that to our favor this time. Pleasant Valley is always tough. Their defense is just unbelievable. You know, and they got some really good players. And then, yeah, Assumption, you know, I don't get it. They lost to Clinton, and then they turn around and beat Muscatine. So it's wild how the MAC goes. And then, you know, like I said, Saturday we got Northeast, and they got three really good players, and then, you know, being able to contain Christensen will be a tough matchup for us.
Are you starting to see that? I mean, when the Davenport schools play each other, Central, West, and North, I mean, you've got the inner-city rivalry right there. Bettendorf and Pleasant Valley, they are neighbors. You and North Scott are probably pretty close. I would imagine that's a good rival for you.
So it is. So when we're sitting there playing North Scott and just the student section they brought and our student section and the way the crowd was, our coaches looked at each other and go, that's probably our rival now. They brought a huge crowd, and, you know, there's no love relationship there. You know, we want to beat them. They want to beat us, and they're tough. I mean, they got a kid that's going to Iowa State, and he's tough to guard.
You know, and this is, it's kind of a parallel, and Kurt Kreider brought this up to me because he's a North Scott grad. So in North Scott, they used to be in the Big East. And they came into the Mississippi Athletic Conference, and they struggled for a while, but they have now, of course, done very well in every sport. Centrally, what you came in, you guys have done pretty well in just about every sport.
Yeah, really, we're competing in almost every sport to be in the top, you know, 5 to 6 every year for every sport. Baseball and basketball, boys basketball have probably been ones that really have, I wouldn't say struggle, but, like, we have to be on our A games all the time to be able to compete, which is fine. Like I said, I'd rather have it that way. But yeah, I mean, we've adjusted just fine to that bigger conference. And, you know, ultimately, I think that's what gets us prepared to go up in the postseason. I mean, I'll talk about last year. I mean, we were 10-11 going into the postseason, and, you know, we make a run to get out to Des Moines. And, you know, one of them ended up being a conference team, you know, an assumption. But yeah, we had to travel all the way up to Waverly and a really good team there. But, you know, they just hadn't seen the competition that we had, and, you know, we just kept battling the entire night.
Of course, you got to State, and Ryan Waters, how's he doing?
I just texted him the other day, and the reason I texted him because I heard he was hurt, possibly tore his MCL. So he'll be out the rest of the year. But he was starting early in the year and then had a little ankle injury and then came back, was playing pretty well, and then now has to deal with this. I tell you what, him and his older brother, nonstop injuries. Matthew's actually gotten some time at Grandview, and as he started a few games, I got to go watch him. Actually, his first career start at college, I actually got to be there, which is pretty cool. I didn't know it until we got there. But, yeah, he's playing well there as well. So it's good to see our former players playing at college level.
And you mentioned Grandview, and you were telling me Hudson Kruko is going to be going there.
Yep, Hudson just signed, I think, early this week, end of last week, to go to Grandview to play college as a quarterback. So we're excited for him and couldn't be happier that he chose to go to Grandview.
That is great. As always, we appreciate your time. We'll see you in 2 weeks.
Perfect. Sounds
All
good.
Right,
thanks.
Very good. Back with more on the River City Sports Review.
Do you want the best of both worlds? Exceptional senior care and all the comforts of home? Then I've got the answer for you. Hi, I'm Cindy with Park Vista Living, here to let you know we offer independent living, assisted living, memory care, and respite care on our beautiful Comanche campus. We feature spacious units, a full activity calendar, transportation, and delicious meals. For more information or to schedule a tour, go to parkvistaliving.org. That's parkvistaliving.org.
Custom Pack says good luck to the River Kings and Queens. Custom Pack is currently hiring in all of their manufacturing facilities and is one of the world's largest blow molded parts manufacturers and a leader in advanced blow molding technology. People encounter blow molded products every day, and Custom Pack employees produce products that are used around the world. Custom Pack operates 4 molding facilities in Clinton and DeWitt and offers great wages, advancement opportunities, profit sharing, and a very generous benefits package. Custom Pack supports our communities and is really a great place to work.
Shop local online at clintonprinting.com. Order from the convenience of your own home. Are you ready to celebrate? Begin with unique graduation, wedding, shower, and all party invitations from Clinton Printing. You can customize one of our templates to your style or create your own unique design. Stop in at Clinton Printing and we can help you design your invitation, or shop online at clintonprinting.com. 1402 Roosevelt Street, or call us at 242-7895.
Well, of course, you take a look outside, and naturally, we're going to want to talk baseball. We got Nate Vanderbilt of the Clinton Baseball Club. beginning his third year as the general manager. Nate, first take us back to how you ended up getting this position.
Yeah, so this is season three with the Lumber Kings, at least in the general manager's office. I started with the Lumber Kings in the 2016 season, started as an official scorer and stat keeper, which I don't know if it's the bottom, but it's not far from it. I always say an official scorer is an interesting job at a ballpark because nobody pays attention to you until you make a mistake. So so I started there, did that for a couple seasons through through college and then a little after college. After the divorce from minor league baseball, that position was essentially eliminated. I transitioned over to doing video board and some graphic design and social media work for the club. And then when my predecessor, Ted Torno, announced his resignation, he encouraged me to apply. So I did and didn't really think much of it. I thought, hey, I'll throw my hat in the ring, see what happens. And sure enough, I was selected. So,
what was that interview process like?
It was really just, it was with our board of directors. If you're not familiar, the Clinton Baseball Club doesn't have an owner or a group of owners. We have over 4,000 shareholders, so it's very similar to the ownership structure of the Green Bay Packers. So we have a board of directors that speaks on behalf of the 4,000 owners. So they're my bosses. So the interview is with them. Just talked about my vision for the club, what we do to make sure that we're stabilized and we're here for generations to come. There's so much history in not only the team, but in Clinton. Clinton has been a baseball town, at least in its current iteration, since 1937. And if you go back to previous teams, even back to the 1800s. So it's a big responsibility to make sure that we can keep the lights on and make sure the grass is still green, the lines are still painted straight. But so far, so good. I think we're doing a good job so far.
I would imagine the first year might have been somewhat of a whirlwind. Was the second year a little more calm?
I think so. A lot of it is learning the ropes. The more you know, the more you realize you don't know. So that first season was just, I called it a little copy-paste, just understanding the ins and outs, not only of the team, but also navigating the game and the league as well. And then year two, I think I started to do things a little more my way, and then year three is perfecting those things. So hopefully we're headed the right direction, but it's looking promising so far.
Talk a little bit about the Prospect League, and I know Ted put in a lot of time and effort to find a facility or a league that we could be a part of. What's the Prospect League like?
So the Prospect League is now 20 teams strong, so we are 1 in 20. We are the furthest north and the second furthest west. I think Burlington has us beat in terms of west. We're a collegiate summer league, so college baseball naturally takes place in the spring, and then the College World Series in late May, early June, when those conference tournaments end, and then college players will come and spend their summers with us, not only to grow their skills and get more playing time, but also we have junior college guys or maybe NAIA guys who are trying to get scholarships to D1 schools. And then we also have D1 guys who are trying to get professional contracts or possibly get drafted into minor league baseball. So we see a healthy mix of both. We see lots of local faces. We see guys who come from all over the place. We have players from Texas. We have a player coming from North Carolina this year, players from Washington, California. So all over the place. So that's the Prospect League, and we as a league believe we're on the upswing. We believe that we are in the conversation among the most elite collegiate summer leagues. We think you at least have to mention us when you have those, and obviously there's some like the Cape Cod League, for example. I don't think we'll ever be them, but they just have so much history. But we think we're right there with the rest of the big boys.
You know, prior or just after the holidays, I had Max Holian on the program, and he is, of course, now in the Houston Astros organization. I know the Simpsons have played for the Lumber Kings. Jai Jensen has been a part of it. There's a young man from DeWitt. The name escapes me.
Noah Fine.
He was your catcher last year. So, what does that help you as far as attendance to have these local guys be on the field?
I think it definitely helps. You really get to see young players develop, whether it be from from all the way down in Pony League up until high school and then into college. And then in Mac's case and in Jared Simpson's case, you see those guys move on to professional baseball, which of course is the dream. That's what all those guys strive for. But it's definitely very cool to see. It's fun to see guys from all over the place and maybe some from hometowns or colleges and universities that we wouldn't otherwise see. But there's something very special about seeing a homegrown kid go and be competitive at this level and then levels beyond us as well.
Now, you've got a new manager coming in, right?
Yes, we do.
Yep. Talk about that.
So Trevor Burkhart will be taking over as our manager. So Jack Dom, who served as our manager for the last five seasons, he has moved on to the Falmouth Commodores in the previously mentioned Cape Cod League. So it's one of those things. He told me he got the offer. I said, Jack, you got to go. I said, I love Clinton. I love the Lumber Kings, but over 1,000 big leaguers have come from the Cape Cod League. That is a pedigree that we just will probably never live up to. We can aspire to it, but let's be honest here. There's a lot of history. So Trevor was our coach in waiting for the last couple seasons. He's a Davenport native, a West High School graduate. This will be technically his fifth season with us. So he was played with us 2 years as a player. He was a primarily right fielder, actually holds the Clinton Lumber Kings Prospect League era record for stolen bases in a season. So he had some pretty good feet to him. And then the last two seasons he served as our third base coach. So he's very familiar with the way we do work. He currently serves as an assistant coach for LSU Shreveport. Who I believe went 53-0 last season in baseball. So just a fantastic NAIA program. They haven't lost since 2 years ago, which is insanity, especially in baseball.
Yeah, that is.
It's they just waltzed right in. So that's a fantastic program down there that he's a part of. So he's put his coaching staff together, and so far we haven't done any player announcements yet, but we do have quite a few guys signed already, and he's finding some spectacular players for us.
That's good. Appreciate your time. Before we let you go, and of course, the big thing is to get people into the stadium, and you've got something new coming to Clinton this year. Talk about that.
Yeah, so we have quite a few new things, but the one that everyone's buzzing about is the Chicago Snowballs will be having a game in late June at the ballpark. We're pretty excited about that. So I met the Chicago Snowballs folks, and they had mentioned that they were interested in potentially playing a game or two at our ballpark, and I said okay. So we went over all that, and only after that first conversation I realized what they are. But they host a very different kind of baseball game, rather akin to the Harlem Globetrotters or the Savannah Bananas. So yeah. This is their inaugural season. They just hosted tryouts a couple weeks ago in the Chicago area. They had over 600 people try out. I've talked to their president, their CEO, just a couple folks. It's a brother and sister that are the folks in charge, and they love baseball and they love fun, and they want to bring something fun to specifically to the Midwest. They said that we're about as far west as they'll go. They want to stay mostly in the greater Chicago area, within a couple hundred miles there. So we're really excited to have them.
Yeah.
I don't know that we've ever hosted anything quite like that before, at least at Nelson Corp Field. So
I think the closest would be having Max Patkin there or something like that. the San Diego Chicken, and that would be about it. So when's opening day?
Opening day is May 26th. It is Tuesday after Memorial Day.
All right, very good. Nate, thank you so much.
Thanks so much.
All right, back with more on the River City Sports Review.
9 out of 10 individuals who struggle with nicotine, alcohol, or other drug addictions started using these substances before turning 18. Young people who regularly receive information about the dangers of drugs and alcohol from their parents are up to 50% less likely to engage in substance use compared to those who don't receive such guidance. As a parent, you hold the greatest influence over your child's choices. Start the conversation early and keep it going. Talk. We hear you. This message is brought to you by the Gateway Impact Coalition.
At Snell Zorning Funeral Homes and Crematory, pre-planning your funeral arrangements allows a less stressful environment, provides a record of your wishes, relieves your survivors of emotional and financial burdens, and allows surviving family members to concentrate on the memories of a lifetime rather than the details surrounding death. This is Mary Rupp, Family Service Counselor at Snell Zornick Funeral Homes and Crematory. For more pre-planning information, give me a call at 242-0252.
I can help.
If you're in the market for a new car, it's time to let First Gateway Credit Union put you behind the wheel of your next vehicle. They offer competitive rates and flexible terms. New and used vehicle rates start as low as 5.35% fixed APR. Call 563-243-4121. Visit firstgateway.org or stop by one of their seven convenient locations. Savings federal insured by NCUA. APR is annual percentage rate. Other rates and terms available, subject to credit approval. Other restrictions may apply. Well, I think we're going to wrap up with Kathy Marks. We can get out a little bit early. Dan Patrick is waiting back there at the studio. Normally Bill Mischievitz, but he's somewhere in the Middle East or something like that.
Yeah, hopefully somewhere warm where there's not a snow squall coming through town.
Yeah, that was something else, wasn't it? My gosh.
Sideways. The snow was sideways.
Oh, my gosh. Again, Kathy Marks, 9-6, 7-4. It seems like the season's kind of been up and down for you. Have you seen it that way or no?
We had our first three games in the MAC were games that we knew that we could work on some things, and then we hit the PV, the Bettendorf, the North Scott, the Central DeWitt Assumption was in the middle, and then we ended the first round of conference, and now we're back to the games that are kind of lower in the conference, and now we're going to get ready to tomorrow night have Bettendorf, and then it's North Scott, then it's PV, then it's Central DeWitt, one game off, and then it's Assumption.
So how do you see it the second time around?
We see more of looking at us. The first time around, it's more we're scouting the team, we're scouting what they do. It's more let's try this. Second time around is more enjoyable because the girls get to watch themselves against Bettendorf. Here's what you did against Bettendorf. Here's what worked for us. Here's what didn't work. It's not a guess or we wonder. We know who can do what on our team. We've played it against them already, so now we get to do it again.
We are going to have that game tomorrow evening, and, of course, it was such a big win for you down at Bettendorf, emotional win as well, in particular for Jaylianna Guy, who had been on their roster the year before.
Yeah.
So is it going to be different or more intense the second time around?
It's going to be more intense. Bettendorf just lost last night to North Scott. McCorkle, number two, had 41 points, and the next player on their team had 9. So I think McCorkle's really taken a lot of the pressure and trying to do it all. So I think there was so much emotion at Bettendorf. There was so much. The girls talked about it later. We had the end of the first part of the season sit down talk, and we wanted to win so bad for Jay. We wanted to do it so bad. It was just for Jay. And so now that was really good to hear. It's really good to hear when girls that age think outside themselves and are like, we are doing this together. So it's bringing that same kind of spirit and that attitude to Yord tomorrow night.
I had a chance, of course, to do the ball game at the Wharton Fieldhouse when you took on Sterling. Mm-hmm. And I thought that was a great opportunity for the girls to see different competition. Mm-hmm. It was a game that Clinton lost, but you would fall behind, you would fight back, you fell behind, you would fight back. It was good to see that fight.
Yeah, we play Sterling in the Sterling League in the summer, so we knew a little bit about them, and then the girls were like, we beat them this summer, and I'm like, well, that's going to be a little different kind of a thing. their top player went down with an ankle injury, and that was really sad. She didn't end up coming back, but that shootout, I mean, Illinois took over this year, and we only won two games.
And now you say we, but you're from Riverdale. Come on now. Come on.
I saw
some family there for you as well.
That day we are representing Iowa.
Okay.
And the years past, Iowa has won, overwhelmingly won games.
Yeah.
And we did not do well that day at all. So I didn't feel like I let down the state of Iowa that when we lost the Sterling. But they were good guards.
And the name escapes me, but the point guard, she had a tremendous ball game.
I can just see her face.
Yeah.
She
did very well. Yeah. And then
they're sisters. They were a pair of sisters at the front there.
Okay.
Yeah, for Sterling.
Their post player, I mean, a little undersized, but I tell you what, she was strong in the post.
Yeah, yeah. Number 22. Left side. Green, last name was Green.
Yeah.
She did a great job. She played a great role. They rebounded hard. The thing about Gare is that when we play the Illinois-Iowa shootout, Illinois would have already played twice as many games as us.
Yeah,
so we're coming in playing 9 games, and they've already played 18 games.
Yeah.
And so they really, and now I'm not using any no excuse at all. There's no excuse here, but it's just the fact that how far Iowa, we're really handcuffed a lot on the lack of games we can play. And I do. I enjoy Christmas break with my family. I enjoy Thanksgiving break. I have a nephew that plays at Moline, and he is gone every weekend to shootouts and the holiday shootout here and a holiday shootout there. And it's a lot. So I think there's a balance there. But, wow, we really lose out on a lot of games here on the state of Iowa.
I agree with you 100%. Yeah. I mean, 21 games.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a lot of games. But another 4 or 5 wouldn't be that big of a load.
Yeah. No,
and I think it would be beneficial.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, especially with, you know, growing programs and these teams that are, like, we're on the cusp of getting somewhere, and we just need more time together.
Let's talk about this team a little bit. Of course, great addition getting Jay Guy on the squad, but Allie Haskell has played well for you.
Yep.
Corinne Sadler, I would like to see Corinne maybe take a few more shots.
Yep.
She gets right to the doorstep, it seems like, and then she'll pass out or something like that.
Yep.
But looks like they're coming together and at a good time.
Yeah, let's talk about Corinne Sattler. She brings so much to that position, a taller player that's mobile, that's fast, that can see the court, can dribble. I mean, Corinne was a point guard in middle school, and every once in a while I'm like, bring the ball up. You can do this. Put the ball down, and you can do it. Just, she doesn't have to do it every game, but every once in a while. But she kind of went away from, grabbing that ball and taking it and doing something with it. And so that was all part of that. The end of January 14th, we had a big team meeting of what do we need to go back to?
You know, and what impresses me about her is that defensively, when you put her at the top of your zone, because she can go back. She's all over the place.
She moves. I mean, we have her to the top, and she follows all the way down to the block and all the way back up. She's in shape. She's cross country. She's a track star. I mean, the Sattler, she'll run in the squall. She'll be out here running. You know, I'm surprised she hasn't ran by yet. But they're Sattler fast, and so that we know that she's coming in shape and that she can put that kind of work in. Allie Haskell, same thing. Runs cross country. Runs track. Comes into the season in shape already, and so you tell that they have learned how to get through a game, and you see them breathing, and they're not panicked when they get kind of tired because they know they can work through it and they've learned how to do it.
Appreciate you coming out. Let's talk about this stretch that's coming up. I mean, Bettendorf tomorrow, then as you pointed out, North Scott, then PV, then Central DeWitt.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's a gauntlet, but what do you think?
Yeah, we have to get some wins here. We, looking at the end of the postseason, we're kind of in a number that we don't want to be in. We don't want to be stuck going to Clear Creek Amana. We want to be going somewhere else, kind of a thing. So we can get some wins. We can get some wins. We can beat Bettendorf. We can beat North Scott. It's going to be a revenge game for North Scott. They beat us at the last second on a shot that only God could have put in.
That was a tough shot.
PV right now is down. PV lost.
Yeah.
PV lost to Assumption. The score was 32-24 last night against Assumption. So we only lost to them by 3. So I think it's the girls getting confidence because for so many years, we're just Clinton and we're supposed to lose to these teams. And it's like, no, ladies, you can win. You can do it. It's going to hurt. You got to stretch a little bit. You can do it.
You know, little bit of athletic background that I have, but I do recall we had this team in softball we could never beat. But once we beat them, we consistently beat them.
Yeah.
You just got to get over that hurdle.
Right, that hurdle. You pull the inbound, bound.com is where all of our stats go. And there's a page you can go on and you can see the history of and it goes back to 2006.
Yeah.
And there are teams that we have never beaten. There are still teams that Clinton girls basketball has never beaten. We got Bettendorf. You know, it's just, we can do it, ladies. We haven't gotten PV. I mean, there's still teams that we have to get. And so I don't put a lot of pressure on the girls that way, but I know Coach McEwen and I are just like, we see it. We can see it. We just got to put it all together all at the same time.
And you bring up a very good point because seeding at tournament time is going to be critical because we're in the same class as Central DeWitt. Hopefully they'll send us in different directions.
North Scott's in that mix.
Exactly.
I mean, I think they're 15.
Fortunately, Maquoketa's in 3A because we've been there before.
Yes. They're doing what they need to do in 3A, and we're really happy about that.
Exactly. So, yeah, I mean, that could be critical. I mean, and to get a home game, my goodness, wouldn't that be great?
That would be awesome. We had one last year, and it was phenomenal. And it's so much fun to see the people coming out to our games and walk in the Jewel or walk in town. And, oh, we're coming to your game tomorrow night. You know, it's exciting. It's people are coming together, and that's what's fun, especially in the winter, to get people out of their house and doing something social. It's a good opportunity.
All right. Well, I appreciate your time, and we will see you tomorrow evening.
Yes, thank you.
At the W.J. Yord Gymnasium.
Go Queens.
And I want to thank you again, Mary and I, for what you did on our 50th anniversary. That was so special. Oh. We still got the banner.
Good, good. It's a good banner.
Beautiful banner.
You guys, I mean, to put in the work nowadays, it's a testament.
And you know what's great is what it said, Mary and Gary, and Mary was above her name.
Yeah, I know.
And I was above my name.
The picture that I have is you guys waving. I have it. I love it.
It just worked out perfect.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
We'll be back to wrap it up right after this.
Find a smart, direct path to the life you want. Whether you're starting fresh or starting over, Eastern Iowa Community Colleges is where it begins. Here, your passion isn't just encouraged, it's developed into real-world skills. Because when the moment comes to change your future, you don't wait, you act. With campuses across Eastern Iowa and programs that move with you, we turn potential into purpose. Eastern Iowa Community Colleges. Next is now.
If you are in need of a new appliance for the new year, then you need to see Zirkelbaugh Home Appliances in downtown Clinton. They feature the name brands you know and trust. Amana, Frigidaire, KitchenAid, Maytag, Whirlpool, and Z-Line ranges, and at Zirkelbaugh's LG TVs. At Zirkelbaugh, save on blemished refrigerators. Plus, their warehouse is full and new merchandise is arriving daily. So the selection and the price most favorable for you. Be sure to ask about financing as you make your decision on that new appliance from Zirkelbaugh Home Appliances, 225 Fifth Avenue South, Clinton. Zirkelbaugh.com.
At Citizens First Bank, we're more than a bank. We're your neighbors and friends. From sponsoring local events to supporting small businesses, we invest in what matters most, our community. Banking as it should be. Personal, local, and committed. If you're saving for a big purchase or just for a rainy day, learn more at gocfb.bank. Citizens First Bank, member FDIC.
Well, certainly want to thank the coaches that made it out. And, again, we did see a snow squall go by. Nate Vanderbleek as well. He's getting ready for his third year as the general manager of the Clinton Baseball Club. Well, we will have the River Queens for you tomorrow as they host Bettendorf pregame at around 5:50. Sunday, you're going to hear the AFC championship game between New England and Denver. That'll be at 1, and then we'll bring you the ball game between the Rams and Seattle pregame for that at 5:15. Again, Iowa basketball, the men will be playing next Wednesday, so our next River City Sports Review will be coming your way on Wednesday, February 4th. Then our final one of the fall-winter sports season will be on the 11th, because after the 11th, we'll be getting into tournament basketball. And, of course, we're going to be right back here at Rastrelli's, where they do such a great job of hosting this program. It will be on the Monday before the state track and field championships coming up in mid-May. Okay, ROS Sports, produced by Paul Dymkowski. Gary Detterman, thanking you for listening. Good evening, everyone.
And that is tonight's KROS River City Sports Review Show, live from Rastrelli's, 238 Main Avenue. Join us next week as KROS Sports Director Gary Dunnerman interviews local coaches and student athletes about their sports programs, what happened in last week's game, and what's up next for their teams. The River City Sports Review is brought to you by First Gateway Credit Union, with 7 convenient locations to serve you. The River City Sports Review has been a KROS Sports Production.